Where is the Lamb?
Where's the Lamb? It's a big question today, and where's the Lamb? He said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. That's exactly what he did. That's the gospel. And Jesus came and did exactly what Abraham said. How did Abraham know that he was a man of faith? He believed. Jesus said one day when they began to talk about Abraham as our father and we don't need any more, he said, Abraham saw thy day and was glad. That's good vision, isn't it? Think how long and far he looked down the road. He saw Jesus coming. That's faith. You see, faith jumps all barriers, leaps all walls, and has no difficulties it cannot solve. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so Abraham, the Bible said by faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer the reproach of Christ rather than endure the pleasures of sin for a season. And he endured because he saw him who was invisible at good eyesight. That's spiritual vision. That's what faith does for you. And dear friends, you see, I never did have any spiritual vision until I got intimacy in somebody else. I never did. Until I began to love somebody else and help somebody that couldn't help himself, I never did get blessed like I've been blessed. And I've gotten so addicted to the blessings until I tell my people, up at the jail, every service. I mean, we have 100 and they just about, and they're all guilty about the same crimes. They've all been drinking the same kind of liquor, shooting the same kind of dope, and living in the same kind of sin. And I said, I mean, can't you see that it's inside trouble we're having? And the outside trouble is the result of what's going on the inside. If the heart was right, these other matters, they would not mount anything at all. He said, I want you to offer your son. He said, I'll do it. He started to kill his son. You know, Isaac must have been an obedient son because he had him prepared for the sacrifice. And God said, stay thy hand. Don't do it. There's a ram that's hung by his horns. In the bushes, you can get him and kill him, and your son will be set free. But God knew when he said that, the day was coming when he could not spare his son, and he didn't spare his son, but freely gave him up for us all. And then he said, how shall you not with him freely give us all things? And brother, that's where all things come from, is through Christ. All right? In the book of Exodus, chapter 12, is the most complete picture of blood redemption in the Old Testament. The children of Israel, 430 long, hard years. Little children are crying, hungry. Poor Israelites beaten and whipped. Working at the brick kilns, serving the old Egyptian Pharaoh. And God called a man and worked on him 80 years. Started him out with a sentence of death over him. You know, all of us ought to be under the sentence of death. I mean, everybody, if you haven't received the death sentence, you're not worth much yet. You never will be. I was in the prison not long ago, and it touched my heart. When we had a prayer meeting, and the fellows came down to the altar, and is in the prison at Rayford, Florida. One of the men began to pray. He said, Lord, bless the men on death row tonight. Comfort them and help them to put their trust in Jesus. He prayed a real warm prayer. I mean, I think that man probably had been pretty close to that death row. I have no prisoner to come see me the other day. Spent 25 years in the penitentiary. Brought his electric chair with him. The old whipping deal he'd been whipped with, the old striped suit that he wore back down many years ago. he knows what sin and crime is. But listen, he knows what Christ can do through in saving a man. He goes across this country, 75 years old now. Speaks in the schools and tells the story of Christ. Dear friends, that wasn't an accident. That's what the blood did for him. He'd been cleansed. He's so dead. He's not a criminal anymore. Oh, he used to be mighty mean. Oh, at the times they arrested him. And how many, I've forgotten how many times they put him in the pen. 25 years and all. He saw Clyde Barrow, Bonnie Parker, knew them. Saw him kill his first man. Now then, they tried to glamorize this deal, they tell me. And he said, I went to see this little show. And he said, it's a monstrosity, no truth in it. All it is an effort of hellish Hollywood to make some more money. He said, I want you to take a lamb, Moses. After 80 years of training, he told him to go tell Pharaoh to let the people go, let the Israelites go. He told him 9 plagues, and the first plague was a plague of blood. Blood was in every river, and yet nobody got delivered. And dear friends, remind yourself of one thing. It's got to be a particular blood that redeems you. Not just anybody's blood will do. And so he took the blood of the lamb, male of the first year, without spot and without blemish, kept it up 14 days, killed the lamb, took the blood, sprinkled it on the side post, upper door post, and said, when I pass through the land and I see the blood, I'll pass over you. And that became what's known as the Passover. That's the last thing Jesus ever did. His last night on earth about it was he said, we're going to have 3 things tonight. And I want you to go make ready. And the first thing you had was the eating of the Passover. The eating of the Passover. And then he had the foot washing scene. And then the last thing that Jesus ever did with his disciples was to remind them to remember one thing, and that's the blood. As oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death till he comes. There's just one thing that he wanted us to remember by, and that's Calvary. Not the miracles. Not the fine things he did, but the one thing, and that is, I died for you. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and rose again according to the Scriptures. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. And that night, when the death angel came through, he was looking for just one thing, not religion, not the law. He was looking for the blood. And I'll have you understand tonight in love and in confidence that I'm right. When the Son of Man shall come, when the Lord Jesus comes, he'll be looking for one person, and that's the fellow that's been covered with the blood. That's all. Nobody else will be in this tremendous area except those that are covered with the blood. Have you ever been born of the blood of Christ? The life of the flesh is in the blood. But the life of the spiritual man's in the blood, too. And when they passed over, the Egyptians were killed, the firstborn. There was death everywhere, but life among the Israelites because they had sprinkled the blood. And I never dreamed that when I picked up my Bible years ago, and with great fear and timidity and trembling, decided I'd seek to preach. And I don't know whether every preacher that started out had so much fear as I had when I tried to preach. But honestly, it seemed that I almost would have a stroke. I was so afraid. I mean, my mind wouldn't think, and I couldn't remember. And I didn't know anything about the Bible in the first place. And yet, I can remember back in those days, the Lord blessed them. He really blessed them. Even those stuttering, stammering lips, and those words that came out backwards and sideways, God blessed them. Why? I wasn't trusting anybody but the Lord. I couldn't trust myself. But I was trusting Him. And oh, the great times that we've had in those beginning years of our ministry. And may the day never come when we'll be overconfident when we stand in the pulpit, but just trust Jesus to do the work. I don't believe anybody can get anybody saved except the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is going to have to build a house, or we labor in vain to build. And it's got to be a Bible house, or it'll fall. And unless we're setting our spiritual feet on Bible rock, the storm's going to sweep us away. And so, they passed over the river, dry shod. And what brought deliverance to the children of Israel brought death to the Egyptians. And that's true. This is the one subject in truth, either kills or cures. Isaiah said, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be as white as snow. Though they'll be red like crimson, they should become as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. In the book of John, when John, God's wonderful servant, saw Jesus coming, you know what he called him? The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. That's blood redemption. John becomes God's lamb. And God only had one lamb. And that's the only lamb you'll ever need. And Isaiah said, he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep dumb before his shearers, so open he not his mouth. Bible said, he was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He bore our sins in his own body on the tree. He knew no sin was made to be sin, that we through him might be made the righteousness of God in him. And when Jesus came to the end of the trail, as I mentioned a while ago, his one thought was the blood. When Jesus climbed the Mount of Transfiguration, his one discussion with those heavenly friends that had come back, that had gone ahead because they looked forward to the Calvary experience. He talked to them about his decease, about what he's fixing to do. There is no remission for sin apart from the precious blood of Jesus. Bible said, unto him that loved us, Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The writer saw some people and said, who are these? Well, he said, you know, they are those that have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. There's no purity in this building tonight, spiritually, apart from the blood. There's no cleanser apart from the blood. Every soul needs to be cleansed by the blood. The world in these last 20 years has laughed at the blood, but she's gotten more wicked every time she laughs. More lost, more undone, and is meeting her final doom because she's laughed at the blood of Christ. A preacher that doesn't preach the blood of Christ is a dead preacher. In our generation, the blood transfusion has become, and the blood bank has become a necessity in every modern hospital. Oh, the cry for blood. The cry for blood. On the radio, in the newspaper, around the earth, give a pint of blood. Prisoners get so many days, and their term is shortened if they'll go give blood. We've got plenty of blood, but not enough of divine blood. Just like the rivers were filled with blood, but nobody got saved or delivered. The children of Israel didn't cross the Red Sea until the blood of the Lamb was spilled. not spilled but poured out. I used to sing where the blood of the Lamb was spilled. He didn't spill his blood. He poured it out. If I came from the cow pen years ago with an empty bucket, and my mother said, "Son, what happened to the milk?" Usually it was about 2 gallons from that big old Jersey cow. I said, "Well, Mama, I stumbled and fell and I spilled the milk." She'd look at me real stern like, because the milk meant a good deal. Butter, cream, ice cream, and a lot of nice things, cakes, pies, and everything from that milk. I mean, it was a valuable piece of our grocery list. But listen, if I came in and she said, "What happened to the milk?" I said, "I poured it out." Boy, listen, it'd get rough on me. Of course, I never remember pouring the milk out. And if I had, I'd have probably said I spilled it. But dear friend, if I spilled it, it was an accident. If I poured it out, I did it on purpose. Jesus poured out his blood. He said, "No man takes my life from me. I lay it down to myself." He did not die the death of a martyr, but the death of a sacrificial son. Gave himself for our sin. Did you read the article that had to do with the man that has a very rare blood? There's only 10 men, they say, in the world, according to the best record they could establish, there's only 10 men that has his kind of blood. And the man, they say, has died. They put it on television, radio, newspapers, and they begged one of these volunteers to come. They said, "We need a very rare blood, and this man's life is at stake." And the last time I got a word about this call, nobody had responded. But I want to close my message tonight by saying that 2,000 years ago, the call went out that a whole poor, dying, sinful race needed some very rare blood. And God's darling Son volunteered and said, "I've got that kind of blood. It's the only kind that's going to ever do any good. Everybody's going to die unless they get this blood." He said, "Father, I must be on the way." Thank God for a Savior like that. Gave himself. Though people hated and despised, pounded his heels and drove nails through his hands. Religion despised every step he took, tried to discount every miracle he performed. And for his love they gave hate, and for his goodness they traded badness. Jesus hung on Calvary's cross, doing what no man could do except Jesus. That's giving that rare blood. And I'm thankful, dear friend, I've accepted that tremendous blood transfusion that has caused my life to be different and my joy to be full in Christ. There's an old, old cross by an old, old road, and its way is so narrow and straight. But it leads up home to the great white throne where the saints in glory wait. The old road is the only road that leads home to God. The old road is the only road. It's the path that Jesus trod, I'll walk the road He walked for me, and in sin no longer roam, for the old road is the only road that leads the sinner home. And that's the road that by faith you must enter. And that's the only road that leads home. Would you sing an old stanza with me? We sang in our little country church many, many times. I hear the Savior say, thy strength in thee is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Sing it, Jesus. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save. My lips shall still repeat, sing about it, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left, it white as snow. Bow your heads and hum to a stanza. And out across radio land, sing along and go back to the place where you met the Savior.
Strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.